Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by LMCU. I'm your host, Brett, and on today's episode, we sit down with LMCU's CEO, Julie Leonard, to share a little bit about LMCU's past, present, and future. You're not going to want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. Julie, again, it is so great to have you join us on Wallet Wisdom. And I'll tell you, it has just been an incredible year. And obviously, so much has happened around LMCU. And we've had some great topics so far on the podcast. But we're super excited today to talk again with you about kind of that past, present, and future here at LMCU. So welcome to Wallet Wisdom.
It's great to be here, Brett. And this is one of my most exciting topics I love to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, and I think about, you know, we've celebrated, we're almost to a century, 100 years of business, 9 decades so far. And it really is quite remarkable to think about that legacy that we have here. And, you know, again, how we continue to build on that today in 2025 and keep that momentum going from our founders. So, yeah, I want to dive in a little bit for our listeners to kind of understand where we kind of got started and why we got started. You know, knowing 1933 was a long time ago, but, you know, thinking about our history, could you share a little bit about, you know, how we got started and where that movement really started from?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we started way back in the 1930s when a few teachers right here in Grand Rapids pooled their money together to help lend to each other. And you got to think back in those days, it was Depression era times. And there were 13 teachers that came around. And Lloyd Hutt was the teacher in Grand Rapids that stepped up to create this credit union back in 1933. And it started just really out of his house back in 1933. And it formed as Grand Rapids Teachers Credit Union. And from there, it just continued to grow, and it grew through some of the most challenging times in history, through world wars, through challenging economic times, through Y2K, through the Great Recession, through the pandemic. So over the years, when you look back of all of the challenges, the really cool thing is this credit union grew from Grand Rapids Teachers Credit Union with just 13 teachers pooling their money together to what it is today. And all along the way has helped so many people, has helped our members, has helped our community. And I really like to think that Lloyd Hutt would be pretty proud of what he started all those years ago.
Absolutely. No kidding. I think about how, you know, you rally around a cause and just those basic needs, right, of finding that safety and security in banking, and to really think about how can we meet the community where they're at and how do we show up in ways that, again, never had really existed to that point. And again, you know, we talk about that credit union movement and that passion behind how that that cooperative banking is really a way to leverage all of us together, to be those owners together. And just to have that foresight back in 1933, I still think about that today. It's just pretty amazing. Well, and so like you mentioned, there's so much that's happened from then to now, and as a credit union, how we've evolved through several of these different things, including, I think about like technology and how different milestones continue to bring us to the next stage in what we can bring to our members and into our communities. You know, I laugh about thinking it was, you know, over 50 years ago that we got, you know, the first real like full-fledged computing system in the banking setup so that we could make better transactions, and the ATMs that we eventually brought out. And it's just really interesting to me to think about that longevity and how we've arrived to where we are today. So
I don't know how we survived without technology and without email and all of those things, but it has been interesting to see that evolve and to allow us to help people with convenience, to be able to serve them better, faster, quicker, and to really just leverage technology for good while still keeping the human element in the mix.
can you imagine what it must have been like back then, where you had to like bring your check into the branch and you couldn't take a picture?
Hey, Brett, now come on, you're talking about my era, so be careful there.
No, I got to be careful too, because I learned in school how to write checks. I don't think they do that anymore.
No, they don't teach that anymore.
That's so funny. So you know, when I think about you know, when we're talking about the past, which leads us to the present, and what we are doing today, and how we continue to bring some of the mission and that legacy forward from back then, you know, I guess I think about, are there some elements, some mindsets that are from that the early days, if you will, to where we are today, and that common thread that has never really wavered, that continuation of just kind of who we are, that DNA, if you will.
I love that question. Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think it's all about the focus on the member, right? So everything we do is about our member and improving their lives and continuing to find ways that we can serve our members better. When you think back to how we were formed, there's no, it's not a question of why we were formed as a credit union. There's a reason we were formed as a credit union, because a credit union is a not-for-profit cooperative. That's where everybody pools their money together. And at the end of the day, the sole focus, the sole purpose is to give back to members, is to return back to members. A cooperative is owned by all its members. And really, Lloyd Hutt had the foresight way back then to say, this is going to be the best thing for people. And the philosophy of credit union, the credit union movement, is people helping people. And truly at the root, that's what he was trying to do, is, you know, just to solve for teachers to start with, but then how it grew to really just helping not just teachers, but all people across Michigan, all people across Florida, which is so impactful to see the impact that that's making.
For sure. And I love that you brought up our friends down in Florida as well, because, you know, again, for some listeners, you may not have realized yet that we are a credit union that's based in two states, from Michigan and Florida. And so that kind of that coast to coast, if you think about it from like the top to the bottom, right? And, you know, I think about that continued growth. And, you know, that's some of our past, but it really leads us to a natural transition of talking about our present day setup, you know, from the evolution of here in Grand Rapids to expanding throughout Michigan, to then have the big idea of, well, gosh, you know, a lot of the members we serve, they will often spend half of their time down retired in Florida, or honestly, just more communities that we get to serve. It's not always just in those categories. And so tell me a little bit of how that evolution kind of happened, and how we have now made major roots down in Florida with 22 branches. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. And I don't think it's any surprise to Michiganders, because 75 runs straight from Michigan all the way down to Florida. That's where there's a lot of Michiganders down there. And we opened up a branch, our first branch, about 10 years ago in Naples. And we found when we opened that, there was a lot of brand recognition right off the bat, because there are a lot of Michiganders in Naples. And they recognized us, and a lot of them were our members already. And so from there, we've really expanded into Florida. We now have 22 branches, and we serve up and down the west coast of Florida. So down in Naples, all the way up through Tampa Bay. And again, we're following that 75, I-75, where Michiganders travel right down. And what we found is that LMCU is not just for Michiganders, but also Floridians are finding the value. And they're coming to us and opening up memberships because they find a lot of value in being a part of a credit union. And we are very fortunate as a not-for-profit cooperative that we can return to members. But one of the goals, one of the biggest focuses that we have at our credit union that differentiates us from other credit unions, is that we focus on return to member. And we don't just have a focus on return to member. We are one of the top credit unions in the nation for return to member. And often we are number one in the nation in return to member. So we pride ourselves in that. And we're seeing now that Floridians are seeing the value in that. And we're getting a lot of new members coming in that don't have an association with Michigan and just love what we're doing.
For sure. For sure. And I love how you said that too. It's just that grassroots, same grassroots effort. You know, we talk about what's that common thread and some of the DNA of our early years. And, you know, it's big ideas and saying yes to a lot of that and figuring it out and saying, we're going to make sure we get into a community where they can see the shared value and we can really make a major impact in their lives. And you know, that kind of takes me to, you know, obviously the mission of the credit union and LMCU as a whole has always been member focused, but would you mind just sharing with us our mission statement and just for our listeners to understand, when we say our members are our number one priority, we mean it and we put you right in our mission.
Yes, yes, definitely. And over the years, the one thing that has evolved is our mission and our vision. But one thing that has not changed is the focus on the member. So we've morphed into a purpose statement, and our organization and our strategies are all focused around that purpose statement, which is helping all members achieve dreams for a lifetime, putting members right at the center of that, and then putting it back on that, on our members to say, we want to partner with you. We want to walk with you throughout your lifetime and provide value throughout your lifetime and help you achieve your dreams. They could be small dreams. It could be as small as saving up for Christmas, or it could be a big dream of achieving home ownership. Whatever that dream is, we want to be able to walk with them every step.
For sure. Well, and you know, kind of along that line, as we've grown in more capabilities to serve in more areas like Michigan and Florida, it makes me think about also some of the programs that we can offer to members that we continue to think about, whether those are, you know, again, meeting members right where they're at, whether they're a doctor with doctor loans and other types of, you know, kind of those niche type of products that we realize that's the beauty of the makeup of our members. Everyone has a little bit of a different need, and we want to try and make sure we get to that and make that a purpose to meet that need as best we can. So could you tell me a little bit about some of the programs that have evolved and maybe some of the programs that are helping the community as well? You mentioned, I know, our first-time home buying space, but I know there's so many great programs.
Yeah, that's one that I'm really excited about, especially because it serves a need in our community. Affordable housing across the nation is a challenge, and I'm so glad that LMCU can be a part of creating and helping create opportunities for homeownership. And we've done that. It's been really neat to see how the program has evolved into this Pathways to Homeownership and really helping people at every level. And LMCU does mortgages extremely well. We have got a great reputation. And I love now how we've expanded it and now are offering the pathways to homeownership to first-time homebuyers and doing first-time homebuyer workshops. We offer down payment assistance, and our board of directors has been very intentional to make sure that we have money available for down payment assistance. And not only that, but we're able to go out and partner with other agencies to bring even more down payment assistance. So I just have to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
It gives me chills, and it excites me every time I tell it, that, you know, we're able to give down payment assistance, and ours goes up to $15,000. But then we are also able to go out and get additional funds. We were able to get another $25,000. So we had a new homeowner walk in to their home with a $40,000 down payment. And that helps create affordability. It really was a game changer for them. And just so excited to be able to, that's just one story of many of what we're able to do, not just help them today with a home, but when you think about what homeownership does and the building of wealth, what this sets up for future generations, this wealth building in the family. And it's exciting to see the impact today, but then to think about the impact for the future as well.
For sure. For sure.
Can I share another program with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because there's another one I'm really excited about. We just started this year offering micro business loans. So we do have a great program for commercial loans for those bigger businesses. We have a phenomenal small business program with SBA loans, but we recognized that there was a missing gap. There was a missing niche that we didn't have for the small businesses who just might need like an equipment loan or a vehicle.
Sure.
We were making them jump through so many hoops to try to get that, and tax returns and documentation just to get a small loan. And so we were able to create this micro business loan. And let me tell you what, the pipeline is filled up with people that are just so appreciative to have the opportunity to build their business as entrepreneurs.
Sure.
You know, it's really difficult to have time to go through all of the huge process of a commercial loan. But if they just need a small loan and we can expedite that, it creates such value. And we're already seeing some great stories come out of that as well.
That's incredible. I think about it. It's like, I've got a buddy of mine who's been dreaming of starting a food truck, right? And he's got some of the core basic things needed, like a trailer and some of that. But, you know, when you think about some of the internal equipment, whether that's a stove or a cooktop or something like of that nature, it may not classify as, say, a major loan, but it's still a small enough loan that most people can't just fork out, you know, 10, 20 grand.
Yeah.
This is such a cool program. I'm going to have to tell him about it and just let him know, like, hey, you know, this might be how you could get the rest of what you need to get started. And I love that. I love that a lot, man. Well,
it's not just about making the loan and then sending them on their way, but it's about partnering with them. And I love that we are partnering with those across the organizations like Urban League and other not-for-profits to say, hey, we don't want just to make a loan to you, but here's how you create a budget. Here's how you create a business plan. Here's how you run a business so that we can help you. And our goal is to have a pipeline where we're taking the smallest entrepreneur businesses and growing them into small businesses, and then growing them into commercial businesses, and then coming back and bringing new entrepreneurs in and just keeping this pipeline going. It helps the economy. It helps people. It helps all the way around.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I've shared on the podcast a few times that, you know, part of my job is to be able to capture some of these incredible stories and these testimonies of our members and, you know, just the privilege of hearing how our members respond to so many of these different things from, you know, again, home loans and our checking, but even the more recent fund projects that we've been doing where we're able to go and crash somebody's closing on their new home and to hear the impact that those people are having by having a resource and a partner, like you said, at LMCU, that is not just there for the transaction, we're there for the relationship, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's, again, one of those secret sauces. If it's a secret, then, you know, I guess it's out of the bag. But, you know, it's just meeting people where they're at and meeting them with kindness, because I think that's a big part of it. And I know we could get into it, and we've covered on past episodes too. So those that are listening can maybe tune in to hear some of the past fun things that we've done when it comes to our community relations. But again, our community relations, we haven't even really, it's a tip of the iceberg to mention, but just the amount of work in getting out into our communities and serving and the volunteerism and all of those components, I think, you know, these are the things that make who LMCU is as a culture, and who we are just as our core when we show up in the communities that we serve. So can you tell me a little bit about thinking about our staff and the culture? You know, obviously, we didn't start where we were with like over 1,000 staff. We probably were only 40 people back then, but now we've evolved into such a larger staff to support more needs. What's kind of in your mind, in just your perspective of seeing that growth and kind of the momentum that's building as we start looking towards the future?
Yeah, well, we now have over 1,700 employees. So we've got a big group, and that's across Michigan and across Florida. And, you know, it's great to see the passion that our team has and the passion they have around our purpose of helping all members achieve dreams for a lifetime. And being able to tell that through the employee stories and to know that every day you come to work, that you're living your purpose. You have a purpose and you're living that purpose and you're making a difference in this world. And sometimes you don't always feel it day to day. And then you hear those stories at the end where we've truly helped our members achieve dreams that they never thought possible. And that gives our team so much pride and joy, and it fuels them for the future. And so we have our eyes set. Our strategic plan has our eyes set on growing our membership. And we want to grow members. Currently today, we have almost 650,000 members. And we have our eyes set on growing to 1 million members. And Brett, I'll tell you, it's not to grow just for growth's sake to say that we've achieved 1 million members. But it's to grow so that we grow our impact, we grow what we can give back to members. And as a financial cooperative, the more that we grow, the more that we can do for members, the more that we can give back to our communities. And that, at the end of the day, that's our purpose. That's why we want to get to 1 million members.
I love that. Yeah, it's, you know, for listeners, when Julie, you rolled that out to us as a staff, you know, I think everyone kind of looked over each shoulder and said, all right, roll up the sleeves, challenge accepted. But really, it comes down to, like you put it best, the more people we can impact, the greater kind of long-term legacy for our communities can be created. And I love that. You know, I think about, you know, you mentioned as well, I remember when I was hired in, I remember having one of my preliminary interviews, and one of the leaders, he was a senior leader too. And in fact, I've mentioned on the podcast, like, this isn't just kind of like sort of the stuff we talk about and we kind of care about members. Like, I've explained, I've been in meetings where all of our senior executives are talking about number one thing is, how is this going to help our member? And so there's just the kind of the putting the money where the mouth is kind of situation, right? Of we really mean it. But I remember him sharing, he said, you know, when I go home, I'd like to think that because of like our max checking and our 4%, that we're able to help people save to be able to have the braces that maybe they couldn't afford for their kid. And, you know, those basic needs of a vehicle to get me to my job so I can provide for my family. You know, when we can create a way for it to be as inexpensive and as beneficial for our members, everyone's going to thrive in that. So I'm super excited that you gave us that goal. And I think we have every opportunity to hit that. So, man. So as you kind of transition us over to the future, and that's kind of how we're aiming for, how do we get there? You know, how can members kind of see into, maybe peel back the layer a little of, you know, what is the, how is the magic being made behind there? And how do we see ourselves grow in the, you know, by the time we get to truly 100 years, in about 8 years away from now?
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll get there before we know it, right?
I know, right?
So we do have a strategy, a strategic plan. We do have some elements that we have prioritized to say, these are our strategic priorities. This is what's going to help us get to where we're at today, to 1 million members. And we know that we need to leverage technology and really use it to help serve our members and to help us in our jobs. And so we have a focus to be a leader in technology and digital experience. We have a focus to make our processes more efficient. We want to be able to take the friction out. We want to make our processes seamless, easy, intuitive. And so there's a focus leveraging technology and really just looking at processes and making them more efficient. And that will also allow us to return more to our members. We want to help our team evolve. We want to make sure that we're investing in our talent, because our talent is who serves our members. And our talent are so very important. One of the most important things in the equation to serving our members, because that's at the end of the day, they're making that, they're creating the culture, they're creating that exceptional service. And so we want to make sure we bring our team along and make sure we invest in them. And then as we're leveraging technology, that's our goal, is to keep the human in the loop, but leverage that technology and let them allow that to do their job easier, faster, quicker, so that we can serve 1 million members. We want to continue to offer a great member experience, whether that be digital experience, whether you come into one of our 73 branch locations, whether you call us on the phone. We want to have that exceptional service. And then we're going to continue to expand into our markets and continue to expand across Michigan and expand in Florida as well. So that's sort of the high level of the strategic plan of how we're going to get to the 1 million members.
That's incredible. Oh, I love that. And again, I think as many of those that are listening and watching can understand is like, I mean, technology is moving rapidly and we see that in everyday life. And so for us to continue to leverage those tools as to what they really are and to make, you know, honestly, I think about, I don't know too many people. I'm sure there's a few that are out there that love to do their banking, right? But most people want to get back to the things they enjoy doing most, right? And it's probably not the budgeting of everything. So for us to be able to create tools and resources to help our members get back to the things they love doing most, to me, that is such a perfect kind of crossroads between how technology can be leveraged and, you know, this perfect storm, not really a storm, but this perfect kind of meeting of need versus technology and how we can really reach into that and meet our members where they're at in that. So, man, there's so much I know on the horizon. You know, I think about also, you know, just what our founders really would have thought of LMCU today, you know, in 2025, you know, just, I'm sure they would say, what's this thing, this phone, right? But in general, I would hope that they would walk the halls and they would see some of the remnants. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that? What do you think the founders would think today?
Yeah, I think that we have grown the credit union and done some amazing things that they would be just incredibly proud of what they started. And they started the very beginning in a very small way as Grand Rapids Teachers Credit Union. And to see how it's grown into Lake Michigan Credit Union, the largest credit union in Michigan, the 13th largest in the nation.
Oh, that's still incredible.
Huge to see. And I think it probably has grown beyond their wildest dreams. And it makes me proud to be able to be a part of that legacy, that next generation of taking it even to the next level from here.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. It feels like we're all a bit like stewards of the bigger mission at hand and how we come around our members and our communities and continue to show up through the good times and the bad times. I mean, you touched on it earlier, but you know, I think we all kind of can remember pretty closely what 2020 was like and just how to rally behind the fact that we're essential workers, but we have to show up for our members in a safe way and just all the different storms that can come along, but all of the beauty that comes through that. I think about all the innovation and all the brilliant minds that came together just to kind of problem solve and find a way forward. So I look forward to that.
What I love about that, Brett, is it really showed us how strong our culture is, how strong our people are. I like to refer to our team as financial first responders, right?
During That's a great way.
COVID, during any event, that our team shows up no matter what. And our team shows up for our members. Our team not only shows up, but they bring the magic. They make it happen for our members every single day. They are amazing. And they truly are heroes, financial heroes.
Ah, I love it. Well, Julie, thank you again so much. We know that there's still so much more fun to come, and we're excited for what next year brings in 2026 and honestly what the next several years brings as we kind of grow in our teams, we grow in our technology, and we grow in our membership. So again, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time, and we'll have to have you on again, do a recap again.
I would love it. Thanks, Brett. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Fun. Hey, thanks again for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. And if you're looking for more content just like this, be sure to hit the subscribe button and ring that bell to know when future episodes drop. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And if you need more information or would like to learn more about our products and services at LMCU, check out our website at lmcu.org. We'll see you on the next episode.